Today's story is Torture.avi, written by Anonymous. I'm crying my eyes out as I type this, locked in my closet. For those of you who think this is one of those internet ghost stories, then I envy you. After this, you can just continue on with your lives, but it will catch up with you soon enough. And it's your fault for not listening to this. Don't try and stop now, it's too late. But if you listen on, you might be able to defend those around you. Get away from your loved ones. Don't tell anybody. Embrace death. My story, and soon to be yours, started early in the morning. I checked my mail to find bills, junk, and a small package. I opened the padded envelope from the bottom, and a USB drive fell out. I picked it up after it bounced on my mat. "What is this?" I wondered aloud as I examined it. It was a plain, black USB stick. I asked my wife in the kitchen if she has ordered anything, but she was just as puzzled as I was. I looked up at the clock. I was almost late for work. I put the mail on the table and dashed out the door. When I arrived at the office, I kept wondering about what could be on that USB drive. Was it some marketing idea? A prank that just contained some stupid video? I decided I was going to check it once I got home. The days seemed to drag after that. I was so curious to find out what was on that stick. When I finally arrived home, I found my wife's body in bloody ribbons across the living room floor. I was about to scream hysterically when I noticed a faint glow. I turned to see my wife's laptop turned on with a blank screen. With tears in my eyes, I crossed the room over the bloody mess on the floor to the computer. I tapped spacebar and the screen lit up. There was a file named torture.avi in a folder named removable disk. I looked down, and sure enough, the USB stick was in the USB port. Without thinking, I clicked on the file. A video automatically started playing. A black and white video of a 7, maybe 8-year-old girl in a bed. After 20 seconds or so, the girl suddenly sits up in bed. Her eyes snap open, revealing wide, pea-green orbs. Her body hovers a few feet in the air. Then an earth-shattering scream issues from her mouth. It sounds inhuman. Not even animalistic. It's a scream of something too sinister to even register. Suddenly, the scene is a street that looks familiar to me. The cameraman walks down the street until he reaches a house. That also seems familiar to me. Suddenly, my heartbeat quickens. My mouth turns dry as I realize that the cameraman is walking up to the path to my door. I jump as there's a knock on my door. I look through the frosted glass and see a dark hooded figure. Without realizing it, my legs are carrying me through the hallway. As I was locking the door of my bedroom, I heard my front door being flung off the hinges. I barricaded the door as best I could and grabbed my laptop. I climbed into this very closet and here I am. I'm about to die. I know that. I can hear whoever or whatever the thing is banging down my door right now. I just wanted to tell my story before I pass. Soon, you'll also receive the same flash drive. Don't watch it. Dispose of it. Oh God, it's in the room. It's in the room. It's in the room. It's in...